And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
A powerhouse storm is forecast to bring a variety of wild weather to much of the U.S. through the weekend. Here in Kansas City, scattered strong thunderstorms develop this afternoon, and those storms may produce large hail and strong winds. Sounds like 5 to 8 o'clock tonight is kind of the hot spot to watch out for. And then Sunday, they're saying some flurries or wet snow is possible. We will do a full check of traffic and weather in just a few minutes.
It's mid-April, though, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right.
Still there. Today is Friday the 13th, which terrifies millions of Americans. Some won't go to work today, some won't eat in restaurants, and many would never plan their wedding for Friday the 13th. No one is exactly sure where the legend of Friday the 13th being unlucky began, though researchers feel the superstition is very old. Folklore experts say it's the combination of Friday and 13, as both the day and the number have historically been connected to bad luck. A new study says an extra glass of wine or another beer will shorten your life. Researchers at Britain's University of Cambridge say their findings show each glass of wine or pint of beer over the recommended daily limit will knock a half hour off the expected lifetime of a 40-year-old. So the weekly limits are roughly 5 standard glasses of wine or 5 pints of beer. One scientist involved in the study said drinking more than that raises the health risk for a 40-year-old as much as smoking. And security is expected to be tight at Coachella as the annual music and arts festival gets underway today in Indio, California. Organizers say people are still thinking about the mass shooting at the music festival in Las Vegas just 6 months ago, and security will be a top priority. Over a dozen law enforcement agencies at the local, state, and federal level will be working together over the next 2 weekends as fans watch some of music's biggest acts. Headliners like Beyoncé, Cardi B, Eminem, and The Weeknd are expected to attract 250,000 people to that festival.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Friday morning, Friday the 13th. We have finally made it here, Jen.
It's been a good long week, but we are here. We have a ton of stuff going on today.
Right.
Besides it just being Friday the 13th with storms looming, the world coming to an end with snow and wind and tornadoes.
Face your fears, Friday.
Yes. It is also Addie's birthday.
Oh, is she going to be 8?
8 today.
That's a big one.
I know. Talk about Face Your Fears Friday.
Yep.
Got a girlie that's getting older. Oh, my gosh.
Dad facing
Holy
his fears.
Cow. She's 8 going on 18, by the
practically
way.
Practically driving. It's right there.
No kidding.
So, do you do a big party? What do you do?
Tonight, we're going to the Royals game to get rained on lightninged.
Right? That's a little tornado sweeping through. You'll be fine.
Tomorrow, we're going to do the trampoline park, Sky Zone.
Oh, man. The kids love that
this
place.
This is the first party that we have not had at the house.
Smartest thing you'll ever do.
I guess so.
I'm telling you, I know it's expensive, and not specifically at that place, any place, it's expensive. But when you go home and you don't have to clean anything up, you don't have to do any work, and they have
That's
somebody helping you have the kids open presents and pat, you're like, yes, why did I ever have it at home? This was genius.
It's a good point.
So, yeah, you'll love it. You'll have a blast. And then you'll have 5 million presents in your home.
Yeah, no kidding. We already do. Who am I kidding? Danielle's her mom.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's Friday morning at The Show with Jen's impossible question lined up and ready to go here.
A new survey showed that 87% of people would give up coffee, chocolate, or alcohol before they would give up this. What are we talking about?
I think I know, but let's go because I can't answer. Gladstone, here's Nikki. What do you think, Nikki?
I'm going to say cell phone. It seems like everybody's giving up everything for their cell phone these days.
It is not cell phone.
Oh!
But I know that pain. A friend of mine left hers at home yesterday, and she was losing her mind.
Oh, you're in trouble. You can't even find a pay phone these days. You better have it with you.
Oh, no. Yeah,
Nick, I was with you. That was my guess. I really thought that people couldn't give up their cell phone.
I was pretty sure, too. You guys have a fabulous rest of your day. You're awesome.
Aw, thank you.
Man. Have a good weekend, too. Warrensburg, here's Dakota. What's up, bud?
Hey. All right. Good morning.
Good morning. So what are we giving up if it's not cell phone?
Well, I think maybe it's access to the internet.
Nope, not the internet. Uh-uh.
Thank you.
No.
Goes along with it. KC, here's Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, man. How about you?
I'm all right. I'd say Netflix.
Netflix. That would be hard to give up.
Now it would, right?
That's not the right answer, though.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Hey, CMO, here's Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi there. All right, what's left? You hit all of my hot buttons, so what do we got?
I could absolutely not give up cheese.
That's it.
Wait.
It's cheese.
What? Cheese?
87% of people say they would give up coffee, chocolate, or alcohol before giving up cheese. Yes. In fact, when asked about their favorite foods, almost half of the respondents rank cheese as their first or second favorite. It's pretty high up there for me. I'm not going to lie. I love some queso.
Yes, definitely. Queso on everything.
Yes. Well, you're going to be enjoying some barbecue, bourbon, and bacon because we're sending you to Pig and Swig April 21st downtown.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Enjoy it.
Have a great day. Good weekend. Joey's got the info. I would say to take all my cheese. You can have it.
Really? Oh, I love it. Cheese and crackers, the chips and queso. Any form of cheese is a good thing. That's,
Especially if it came down to the cell phone. I'd be like, are you kidding me? No way, dude.
People don't want to give up the cheese.
No.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Celebrating birthdays this Friday the 13th, besides your little Addie. From Silver Spoons and NYPD Blue, actor Rick, or as I still call him, Ricky Schroeder, is 48. Then on Sunday, actor Seth Rogen turns 36. And from the Harry Potter movies and Beauty and the Beast, actress Emma Watson will turn 28. Khloe Kardashian has given birth just days after cheating allegations surfaced about her boyfriend, Tristan Thompson. The reality TV star and the Cleveland Cavaliers player welcomed a healthy baby girl yesterday morning at a Cleveland hospital. Pictures recently came out of Thompson getting intimate with women, and then he was caught on video taking a woman back to his hotel last week. Kardashian and Thompson have been dating since 2016. Yesterday morning in here, we came across some of that video of him from a few months ago, and I thought, well, is this one of those things where there's like a picture of him and there's a girl standing next to him and people are just making the story what they want it to be? And then I saw the video and I was like, oh no, he for real. Like, there's some serious business going on in that video.
Yeah. I still say it wasn't me.
No.
Wasn't me. It's like the song says. Oh, you caught me at the hotel. Wasn't me. Yeah. All right. Honey came in and she got me red. New phone. Who this? Wasn't me.
The struggle is real if you're a celebrity. From Bravo's Andy Cohen. He was on The Ellen Show. He was talking about how he keeps getting kicked off this dating app.
I am on Tinder, and there is a gay dating app that I'm on that I keep getting kicked off of because they think I'm impersonating Andy Cohen. And they're like, your photos don't meet our guidelines. And I keep trying to, I'm like, no, it is me.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Joey, you've been on a couple of dating sites. Are you on these things still? Are you checking these?
I mean, they still exist. It's not often that I'm on them.
But. You're not going on dates based off of people you're meeting on them currently?
Not really, no.
Are you using Andy Cohen's picture?
Well, I was thinking about using Andy Cohen's picture.
That might be it, right?
But I'm going with Patrick Ewing's picture instead.
And one of the new stars of Roseanne says she needs a mental health break. Emma Kenney plays Harris Connor Healy on the Roseanne reboot. So she plays Darlene's daughter, the teenage daughter. She told In Touch that she's going to seek treatment for her, quote, battles. She didn't specify what kind of treatment. The 18-year-old actress said she didn't know how to deal with stress and would go out to Hollywood clubs and bars with older friends. She says by seeking treatment, she intends to work on finding other ways to cope with boredom.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
A major storm is forecast to bring all kinds of wild weather to much of the U.S. through the weekend. Here in Kansas City, scattered strong thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Those storms could produce large hail, strong winds. Sounds like sort of like the 5 to 8 o'clock range tonight, kind of the hot spot to watch out for. And then Sunday, they're talking, well, maybe some flurries or wet snow. Do you remember when yesterday it was 81 and we were outside jogging?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Everyone was sweating.
I vaguely remember when it was 81 for about 24 hours.
We will do a full check of traffic and weather in just a few minutes. But think of the TV weather people who are taking the brunt of the complaints about the winter weather and all the craziness. This poor Grand Rapids TV weatherman, Gary Frank, he's had enough of his colleagues' complaints, and this video of him has now gone viral.
Every time I get done with the 7 day, you guys are like, oh, every time. Doesn't matter what time I come on. And then you expect me to be chipper for 5 straight hours. That's miserable.
Well, what are you supposed to
I want you guys to say, wow, that's great news. It's going to be 60 on Friday. Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? Lie to you? I'll put 70 every day next time. God.
I like that guy. You can complain all you want about Trudeau's forecast when he gives that in just a few minutes.
I was actually hanging out with my buddy Brett Anthony from Channel 5. He's the weather guy over there last night. And same deal. I mean, we'd have people coming up to him going, "Hey, Garrett," or "Hey, Brett, great job on the forecast." And he's like, "Well, what am I supposed to do?"
Right.
They love me if it's great, and they hate me when it's wrong.
That's right.
So.
And it's not my fault. I can't make it 80, and I can't make it not snow. There's
right.
nothing
but
I can
just
do.
Tell you the weather, by the way. I don't
right.
make it.
Taking your dog to a therapist is not as crazy as you might think. Actually, it's estimated that 10 to 15% of pet owners say they could use some help with pet behavior issues. Caitlin Thompson with Canine Turbo Training in Michigan says that if your dog is very stressed and can't process even the most basics of training, it might be time to call the doctors. Just like for people, there are medications for pets that can help calm anxiety and help your pooch to focus better. Thompson says this can help the dog train better and just be happier overall. And in the are you seriously suing over this category, an Illinois woman is now suing an Italian restaurant claiming an order of lasagna left her with mental anguish when it exploded with piping hot marinara sauce. Teresa Thomas, seeking $50,000 from this restaurant in Orland Park. Joey, you know Orland Park pretty well, don't you? A little suburb of Chicago.
That is where my grandfather lives.
Exactly right. I know this restaurant. This incident happened when Thomas and her husband were having lunch at the restaurant December 7th. Thomas placed her left hand in her lap, picked up a fork with her right hand, touched the tower of layered pasta, meat, and cheese and marinara sauce with the fork. Upon contact with the fork and without warning, piping hot marinara sauce shot from the lasagna onto her left hand, scalding the skin and causing a large burn. She says that caused her to suffer great physical pain and mental anguish. Give her $50,000 for her lasagna burn.
Oh, wow. Well, that wasn't exactly the scene from an Italian restaurant Billy Joel was thinking of when he wrote the song. But we will have a chance for you to get a qualified instant finalist from Billy Joel Here and There coming up.
We want to send you to Chicago. Be listening. It's happening.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
Yep, Tears for Fears could not get me a win in last week's Throwback Throwdown, but there they are for you. 7:09, traffic and weather together, KC-1021.
Did you seriously just bring up Throwback Throwdown so that you could casually mention that yesterday you did, in fact, win?
I just want to gloat one more time.
In a landslide
vote. Roxette's Joyride got me to the top.
Good for you.
Yeah. Thought the police.
By the way, can we just point out that yesterday at the end of the show, Brian tells me, "Jen, I was so sure you weren't going to win, I didn't even put your song in the system." You couldn't have even played my song if it actually won.
Usually in preparation, I load all of the songs into the computer, or we typically have them. We have a billion songs here, but I didn't have Jen's ready, and I thought, you know what, it's not going to win anyway, so what the hell.
Look it up. So Lonely by the Police.
Yeah,
it's an amazing song.
Didn't even put it in. That Ryan Cabrera song, though. It's just taking up hard drive space.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
Gwen Stefani with Sweet Escape. It is Friday, so it's about time to bust on out and have yourselves a good weekend, even if it is going to snow.
And have a tornado and complete storms.
Well, hashtag blast. We're blessed to live in such a great weather area, aren't we?
Shaylee is hashtag blessed because I know she's been up since approximately 4:30 this morning getting ready because Stephen Coletti and James Lafferty, who were on One Tree Hill, Coletti was also on Laguna Beach, they're going to be in studio here this morning between like 8:30 and 9. She's been losing her mind for the past 2 weeks. Like, what am I going to wear? How am I going to do my hair? What should I do? And I'm like, hey, man, they're just dudes. Like, it's cool. Come on in.
So they're lucky I put pants on today.
Yes, they are. We all are. But I know Shaylee is feverishly getting ready right now, and that is her hashtag blessed that she gets to meet and hang out with those guys this morning.
So that's why she couldn't come up with better trivia questions?
I did ask her to come up with trivia questions for them, and she was like, "What is the theme song of One Tree Hill?" I'm like, really?
Well, let me guess.
Even I know that one. Barely watched the show. How are you feeling, hashtag blessed, heading into the weekend?
How am I? Well, today is Addie's 8th birthday, and it's just awesome. I just love, Facebook reminds you of the pictures of the past, and
yes.
My mom just posted like 30 pictures of her up there, and it's just amazing how the time flies. Everybody tells you that when you have kids.
Yep.
But, I mean, my gosh, to see her on 8 and what she's done already, it's just crazy.
And when you look at the pictures of her at like 2 and 3, do you even remember that kid? I look back and I'm like,
no.
That seems like a million years ago.
Yes. Well, and it's funny because, you look back on pictures of me 5 years ago, I look the same, you know, I'm like, okay, whatever. But, you know, and the kid ages from 3 to 8, that span of time is just incredible.
It's crazy.
And so she's going to have fun. We're going to the Royals game tonight, friends party tomorrow, and it's going to be awesome. I'm just glad that she's, you know, loving life, doing what she wants, finding things that she wants to do in the world, and it's just awesome.
She's a sweet kid.
Yeah, she is. Eight. I mean, most of the time.
Well, yeah. Right? I mean, I don't have to live with her, so there's that.
Yep, exactly. Joey, you put one up here on the board. What do you got?
Well, I'm pretty excited, and hashtag blessed. A buddy of mine from college, him and his fiance, they just had a baby boy on Tuesday.
Ah, what's the name? Cool.
The baby is named Wyatt. And was 9 pounds, 8 ounces.
Oh, God bless mama.
Yo, yeah.
Good night. 816-576-7102. You can text or call with how you are hashtag blessed heading into the weekend.
All right, we'll get Jen's next, and we'll take yours as well. It's a feel-good on Friday just to share and let us know what's happening in your life.
Party coming in on the text line. I get to sleep in tomorrow and bridesmaid shopping on Sunday.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We always ask you how you are hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Tell us by text or call 816-576-7102.
From the text line, it was my birthday Wednesday, and yesterday I got an executive promotion. Hashtag blessed.
Oh. Hashtag blessed.
An executive promotion.
Wow.
Putting on the fancy pants to go to work. I don't even know what that means. That's how low down on the totem pole I am. I don't even know what it means to have an executive promotion.
Maybe you could explain a little more about that. And would you like to take us to lunch?
Hashtag blessed.
Also from the text line, hashtag blessed, because I'm going on 2 months at my new place with my son and I haven't missed any bill payments. That's huge.
Yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
I got to freeze. I love this. I get to freeze my buns off at a baseball tournament this weekend. Hashtag blessed-ish.
Hashtag blessed.
And then also hashtag blessed. I saw my daughter play her first band concert. She did great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Proud parent moment.
All of the friends of mine who have kids with band, you know, or strings or anything, and there's all the squeaking and honking. And
oh, just wait till Addie gets into recorder season when they get to learn to play the recorder at school.
I know.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm. That's typically about third grade, is it not?
Uh-huh.
That's about when we did it.
Third and fourth. Yeah, good times. My hashtag blessed, well, really, it's our whole staff. We got great news yesterday, and this is one of those things that changes all the time. It changes literally every week. But we got huge numbers yesterday that showed we had more listeners on our morning show than any other morning show in Kansas City. We were the number one morning show, more listeners than anybody else. And trust me, we will probably be in last place next week. This will go downhill very, very quickly. It's a very up and down thing. But for yesterday, I was like, you know what? I'm going to soak this in.
Celebrate it for a day.
Celebrate it for just a day or so.
And then get back to work.
That's right.
Hashtag
that was mine.
We couldn't do it without all of you guys out there. So that's the important part.
People like you picking music like Roxette. That's you and your joyride. You're killing it over there. Picking all that music. Yeah,
imagine that. Hundreds of thousands of people and still nobody knows the police.
You know what? I got a lot of support on the text line saying they would love to hear that song in its entirety, even though I didn't win Throwback Throwdown yesterday.
Well, that's okay.
We'd love to,
that's
but Brian,
why we're in first place.
Brian didn't put it in the system, so we can't play the whole thing. He literally just took a clip.
That's it. That's all I did. Who is Nathan Scott, by the way? Somebody on
that's James Lafferty. That was his character on One Tree Hill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If it wasn't Sophia Bush, I didn't pay attention.
Right. He is going to be in our studio in about 1 hour. Stephen Coletti and James Lafferty. We are hashtag blessed to have them in town for the KC Film Fest. And they'll be here in 1 hour.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come, come, come on and let me out.
You know, Jen earlier was passing judgment on somebody who wanted to go see a particular concert that came to town not too long ago. And I wondered, what would it have been like 20-some years ago if Jen had known me when I was really excited to go to that Christina Aguilera show?
Or Lilith Fair. But she was huge pop star. Yeah. That I understand. She was huge.
Okay.
I mean, it's
the person we were talking about is not.
No. Did you see how many people were at that show? There were about 16.
Okay, all right.
And that's being generous.
Gotcha.
We'll discuss that later, Shaylee.
Okay.
We want to send you out to L.A. May 5th through the 7th. Why? Well, that's when the movie Book Club is coming out for the big premiere. Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candice Bergen, Mary Steenburgen. I assume all of them are going to be there for this premiere.
I would think so
because this is the L.A. premiere.
Yeah.
If you want to be out there, a nice little two-night, three-day trip, hanging out on Rodeo Drive, enjoying some spa treatments, we would love to make you a finalist right now. Caller 12, 816-576-7102. If you can go to L.A. May 5th through the 7th, we'll make you a finalist. There are some new movies that are opening up this weekend. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, also in this movie. Rampage, a rogue genetic experiment goes awry.
In reading the script, it's like, well, this is exactly the kind of movie that I've always wanted to do. There's no one better in the movie that I've always wanted to do.
Well, that obviously got messed up.
Well, that makes you want to see it, doesn't it? So that's Rampage.
It's a film you've always wanted to do.
Which is opening up this weekend. The other one is Truth or Dare. This is where a harmless game of truth or dare among friends turns deadly when someone or something begins to punish those who tell a lie or refuse a dare.
Truth or dare? Dare. Dare you to follow through with your promise. Break Olivia's hand. Yes. Obviously this was you.
Marky, why would I dare you to break my own hand?
I don't know. What are you doing?
You have to do it.
What?
You have to. Ronnie didn't do his dare, and now he's dead.
Look, as pissed as I am at you right now, and I'm so pissed. There's no way I'm gonna break your hand.
Well, you don't really have a choice.
Oh, man, that's a good Friday the 13th one.
Did you see the preview for that part?
Yes, oh, yes, and it's a giant hammer?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to play Truth or Dare in the 8 a.m. hour?
Oh, God,
oh,
no.
Oh, we should with Stephen Coletti and James Lafferty.
Oh, there God. We go. Yeah.
So Truth or Dare and Rampage, the new movie's opening nationally. But here in Kansas City, the Big KC Film Fest is going on.
Yeah, it's
going
to be cool. And by the way, if you love the podcast of the show that we do every day, then there's going to be a special podcast we're going to put out later today. It's going to be a KC Film Fest edition. I got the chance to talk to Patrick Ray and Amber Rapp. They produced a film called Belong to Us. It's the story of a dog who escaped from a dogfighting ring.
Oh.
It was shot locally here in Shawnee and Peculiar. And Duke the dog, by the way, is the big star of that film. And he's going to be at their Sunday screening. This is all Cinemark on the Plaza. And 4 o'clock on Sunday, you can do a meet and greet with Duke the dog.
Oh, what is
he? And they're
he?
Almost sold out.
What is
he's
Duke?
A big old German shepherd.
I want to go see him.
And it's funny because I was talking to Amber and I'm like, you know what? He was so well behaved in the movie. You'd have thought that they had a professional dog. He's just Amber's dog.
Really?
And she said he flunked out of police canine school because he wasn't that aggressive, but he learned all the control commands and everything. So
he doesn't have a stunt double?
That's why on set, he was great for an acting dog, yeah. But he failed out of canine school.
That's great.
But today, it picks up this afternoon. It's all at Cinemark on the Plaza. Great regional and local filmmakers showing off their movies. If you enjoy anything about film and supporting an industry that is growing and burgeoning in this region and becoming bigger and bigger by the year, then go out and see the KC Film Fest and see some of the cool stuff that our local talent puts on.
And there's a ton of stuff going on with it. All the details at kcfilmfest.org. And of course, we'll be talking about it more with James Lafferty and Stephen Coletti from One Tree Hill. When they are here, they did a film together. They'll be chatting about it with us at 8:30.
And Jeff from KCK, caller 12, congratulations. You are an instant finalist for the LA premiere of the book club.
Next week, we'll get how many more finalists? Are we doing it every day next week, Shaylee?
Just until Thursday, and then we're going to announce the winner on Friday.
4 more chances to get in on that trip to LA, and then the winner picked Friday.
All right, good luck.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Today, of course, Friday the 13th, which terrifies millions of Americans. Some not going to go to work today. Some won't eat in restaurants. Many would never plan their wedding for Friday the 13th. No one is exactly sure where the legend of Friday the 13th being unlucky began, though researchers feel the superstition is very old. Folklore experts say it's the combination of Friday and 13, as both the day and the number have historically been connected to bad luck.
Face your fears, Friday.
That's true, yeah.
Do you remember when we did that? What has that been now? A year and a half ago that we did that?
That was stupid.
Face your fears, Friday.
Are we going to bring that back for this Halloween? I say
no.
We do.
Brian hates getting his hands dirty, so we made him reach into things he had no idea what he was touching, and it turned out to be like wet gummy bears and worms. What else did we put in there?
A crawfish.
A crawfish,
oh,
that's right.
That's awful. Oh, and I had to eat that.
We brought in
lick a pig's foot or something.
We brought in pig's feet and gefilte fish.
Which, yeah. Oh,
and we brought in all sorts of fun things for you to taste.
Dude, I tasted that in my mouth for the next 24 hours.
What did you... Okay, so you guys brought in the snake, which completely freaked me out, and Rat Man.
Right.
I can't deal with the snakes or the rats.
Yeah, and when they brought the snake in, or the rat, they also brought in the clown with the machete.
Clown. Shaylee's deathly afraid of clowns, and not only was it a clown, but he had a machete and would not leave her alone.
No,
and cornered her over in the corner of this tiny studio, and you could see her visibly starting to sweat and
freaking
out. Like, it was full-on panic attack right in front of us.
And then our GM sent the video to everybody.
Yeah, you have to go way back in our Facebook videos, but it's on there. You can find it still on the KC1021 Facebook.
Oh, good.
Good times.
Yeah.
A new study says an extra glass of wine or another beer will shorten your life. Researchers at Britain's University of Cambridge say their findings show each glass of wine or pint of beer over the recommended daily limit will knock a half hour off the expected lifetime of a 40-year-old. So the weekly limits are roughly 5 standard glasses of wine or 5 pints of beer. So let's say Monday through Friday, you had 1 glass of wine every night. Any one that you have over that, knocking off a half hour of your life.
That's only a half hour. I mean, you can...
Good thing I'm drinking tequila.
It's like, what's it's 4 days?
48 to get 1 day. I mean, that's, I'd probably take that in the long run.
One scientist involved in the study said drinking more than that raises the health risk for a 40-year-old as much as smoking. And security expected to be very tight at Coachella as the annual Music and Arts Festival gets underway today in Indio, California. Organizers say people are still thinking about the mass shooting at the music festival in Las Vegas just 6 months ago, and security is going to be a top priority. Over a dozen law enforcement agencies at the local, state, and federal level are going to be working together over the next couple of weekends as fans watch some of music's biggest acts. Headliners like Beyonce, Cardi B, Eminem, and The Weeknd are expected to attract 250,000 people to that festival.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
Boys to Men, Motown Philly, and coming up on the show next week or in a couple weeks here, we're going to talk to Wanya Morris from Boys to Men, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I loved him on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he was great. He was with our girl Lindsay Arnold.
Okay, I'm having a freak out moment.
Yeah?
Joey just walked by the window, and I could see James Lafferty and Stephen Colletti, and good night, they're super hot! That's why my back is to the window, so I don't do that. Joey asks, hey, do you want to go get him? I'm like, no, I can't.
All the memories of One Tree Hill are flooding back.
Okay, I need you guys to do me a favor and make sure I don't do this.
Steven.
Feel my heart.
No.
All right, we're going to talk to them very next on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
KC Film Fest going on. Started Wednesday, running through the weekend. Two of the guys that are there in Kansas City this morning, James Lafferty, Stephen Colletti, you may remember them from One Tree Hill, Laguna Beach.
I did promise them I'd play them in with the Police song.
They agreed with my throwback throwdown.
Right.
From yesterday. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Nice little transition there from Gavin.
Right.
I can hear it.
Now you got it. We're Kansas City's best variety. That's why we can go from the Police to Gavin and back and forth. It works.
Right. Awesome.
So you guys, we were just talking about, you've been to Kansas City before. You were here for the Film Fest a few years ago.
Yeah, in 2013. I was here with a film called Lost on Purpose that the directors of that film actually produced our show that's screening at the festival this year.
Nice. Everyone is doing great.
Everyone is doing great, yeah.
And now that's the
title of the show, by the
yes.
way. We are just saying.
Everyone is doing great.
The title of the show is Everyone is Doing Great.
And there's two showings tonight, but I saw one of them sold out right away. Is that right?
Yeah. That one is part of a shorts package. So there's going to be other shorts that are involved in that one. So we can't take full credit for that. But we're trying to sell out the 9:40 show, 9:40 p.m. tonight. So I don't know what the ticket status is. I'm trying to find out. But you may be able to find it still on the website.
I was talking to some of the Film Fest people yesterday. They said it's a high-pressure ticket, very, very hard to get. So there may be that.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. It is a tough ticket to get.
Hopefully we can get in.
Do you need a ticket?
Do I need a ticket?
Yeah.
I would, but tonight's my daughter's birthday. So I've got to do the 8-year-old thing. We are going to the Royals game, though.
They're playing the Angels.
They're playing the Angels tonight, right.
Maybe that's what we should be doing.
You want to join us? We got a dugout suite, actually.
I'm a Southern California kid, so I noticed that. I actually saw that, and then I started looking at our schedule and seeing when the games are on, and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it this trip.
Yeah, you picked up an easy win last night.
First thing I checked when my plane landed midnight last night, I was like, all right, did we win? Oh, we won.
I saw you tweeting about barbecue, asking where should you go.
Yes.
What were people telling you?
Yeah, Q39s or Joe's seems to be running away with it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what, I'm just going to have to try them both.
Sure.
What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Q39's right over here, so that's easy to get to. That's good stuff.
What time do they open?
What, 11?
Maybe 10 or 11?
Yeah. Now, Joe's, you have to, they open, I think, at 11, but you have to be there in line early. Because line's going to be around the corner. Yeah. And you know it's in a gas station, right? Are you cool with that?
Like, it's in a gas station.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the
that
original.
Makes it even cooler.
That's exactly
awesome.
Right.
So every day they just got a line right around.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask, I was like, is there any time, like barbecue? I mean, you can eat barbecue at any time of the day, right? I mean,
yeah.
This is kind of a pizza deal, right?
Breakfast barbecue?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You can put it on pizza, do whatever you want.
We don't get too much barbecue, like good barbecue in California. I mean, there's some, but I know to get the real stuff, you got to come out here. So
yeah, I feel
like make sure we do it right.
In LA, everybody's probably eating super healthy, though, right? Are you guys eating barbecue?
I mean, there's a little bit of the gluten vegan
barbecue's
kind of
hip
running
now,
around
though,
there.
Being, you know, it's sort of in the hipster neighborhoods, and you know,
I there's
it's trendy at the moment in LA and New York.
Barbecue's the new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, prepare for an invasion of hipsters in Kansas City.
I was excited. I just got back from LA though, and I was excited to go out for seafood.
Okay.
Like we you know, because all of ours is frozen, you know, they've got to ship it in there, but you got it right by the ocean. So we're just like, oh, seafood, this is great.
Yeah.
Sushi? I love sushi.
There you go. Yeah. LA's a place to be for that.
Yep.
Can I just tell you from the text line that we just got, this girl just sent in about 400 questions for you, so I'm only going to give you one or two
400?
Of these.
400, all right.
We'll submit the rest of
it. Every single one.
James from the text line, she wants to know your favorite scene to film for One Tree Hill.
Oh, favorite scene to film from One Tree Hill. We shot some slam ball stuff. You guys ever heard of slam ball? It's trampoline basketball.
Oh, yeah, right.
Also known as the most fun sport in the world.
Right.
So we shot a lot of that stuff. So that for me was really exciting. And I had a great time.
Nice. She also asked, will you marry me? I believe that's from James.
Very forward.
I mean,
buy me a drink first.
Yes, I will.
See how it goes.
Buy him some barbecue,
and then
meet me at Q39 about 11:30. Yeah. We'll see what can happen.
Now, my today is, like I said, my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday. She's in the car right now. Addie is. They're on the way to school.
How old is she?
8 years old.
8 years old.
Yes. She's having a trampoline party tomorrow at the trampoline park.
Mm-hmm.
More than welcome to come for slam ball.
Yes.
Oh. Excellent.
Yeah.
They have it there.
They have a couple
hoops.
They
do have it there.
I hope they do.
Yeah, no, that's the big thing is they put the hoops up, and they've got slam ball.
Yeah.
Right. That's fun.
I wish I had
a trampoline birthday for my 8th birthday.
I know,
you are one lucky girl out there.
We did not know about this. This is kind of a relatively new thing, all the trampoline parks.
Yeah.
It's just like a whole room full of trampoline. It's awesome.
Yeah.
See, kids can do that. They're durable.
Yes.
They don't just break like us.
Me, I'm not allowed out there.
Yeah. Asking for some sprained ankles and some torn ACLs.
Could you imagine what happens if you're out there tomorrow and these guys actually show up and people are like, that's Stephen Coletti and James Lafferty. They're here to jump.
Again.
Like, who are those two old guys over there in the corner? They keep getting that same trampoline all day.
Sir, I'm sorry. We're going to ask you to leave. Well, that's great. Can you guys stick around for just a little bit? Do you have to go right away to TV and stuff, or can you hang out just a couple minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Our chaperone.
Ask the handler over there. Joey, we good on time over there? We good?
Quick break, and then we'll come back.
Okay, all right. Good.
James Lafferty, Stephen Coletti from One Tree Hill in town for the Kansas City Film Fest. We'll chat more with them next.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
KC Film Fest going on. James Lafferty and Stephen Coletti in town for that. Everyone is doing great is your project. What can you tell us about that?
Take it away.
Boy, look at each other like, I'm not doing this one.
So this is just, it's basically a comedy pilot that we, basically James thought up first and foremost and came to me with the idea. And we were excited to partner up on it. And basically, you know, we wanted to take something about kind of a couple guys living in Los Angeles and maybe kind of strip away with the glitz and the glamour of being in LA and you know, having some success and what life, you know, the perception of what life may be like mm-hmm. to actually what, you know, reality is. And we kind of, there's some experiences that we've had and you know, seen throughout our years in Los Angeles. And so we want to take that and kind of throw it into these characters that we created and kind of blow up the stakes and have a lot of fun with it. It gets a little ridiculous at times, but in a totally awesome way and hopefully hilarious for people to enjoy.
Fantastic.
So it's not all Entourage? Come on now.
Not the Entourage. It's definitely a little more, more, as you know, kind of saying stripped down, I like to say. A little more grounded, mm-hmm. A little more human.
I think, Entourage is kind of focused on that, the like success, the aspects of success once once you've made it, right? And I think our show's more focused on people that have had a certain amount of success, but then are sort of struggling to get back to that place, or you know, they've sort of feel like they've been like locked out in a way. And so it's kind of a coming of age, I think, for these characters, realizing that life isn't really what they thought it was going to be.
Especially when these guys are having it at about 30. You know, it's like it's time to, you know, you're growing up now, buddy. It's not having a coming of age in 18 or 22.
I think about that a lot with reality TV, because you go from nothing, you're no one, from the middle of whatever, Kansas, and then you get hoisted up and you're everywhere. And then all of a sudden you're just dropped back down. Like if you're on, you know, a Survivor or something like that, to where you're so big for 5 minutes and then you're just back to you.
Yeah, I think those parallels can be found like in the music industry too. They can be found in like actors go through, like anything in entertainment where you achieve some kind of success and then you're kind of expected to sustain that success. And if you don't, then it's hard to get back there, and that's sort of the coming of age that these guys are having, is like they're too young to retire. You know, they weren't so successful that they could like retire at 30, 32 years old, and so they get the rest of their lives ahead of them, and it's like, all right, well, what's that going to look like?
What now?
Yeah, what now?
You kind of have two different perspectives too with the characters that James and I play. One's attacking life one way, and another's attacking in a different way, and you can kind of see how, they both kind of come up a little bit short. running into a wall.
So if you're a normal person in LA, where do you, because like what we tried to do is we tried to go out and just go to normal places, like neighborhood places, because my girls were like, well, that's where the celebrities are going to go. You know, they're not going to go to like a chain place. You know, they're not going to be a Chili's. And then the only person that we ended up seeing during our entire time in the wild was Jerry O'Connell, which, I mean, you know, that was Chili's. That was great.
Funny. Yes, at Chili's.
No, he was actually at the airport, which was great.
Yeah, he's a very funny dude.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I told them, I said, I think I saw Jerry O'Connell at the airport. And then producer Joey looked it up, and he was wearing exactly what I described. And we tweeted it, and Jerry liked it.
Yeah,
so I'm like, oh, there we go. That's awesome. This is the beauty of social media.
The airport's awesome. Where you're gonna, I think, find the most. They're hiding out in their compounds in the hills, or you know, having in the back seat of a dark tinted car, in the Bieber van, I like to call. You know those Euro vans that drive around.
Oh, kind
of seeing more of those these days. And I just remember when Justin Bieber first got to or was around L.A., he was always just. There's some sort of trouble he was getting himself into, and then there was just a Eurovan that he was escaping into and driving away. I was like, what's going on in the backseat of that thing? You know?
Like a bandit.
Like a little party in there, yeah.
Have you ever had a random meeting where, like, all of a sudden, like, Elton John's just right in front of you, and you're like, oh, dude, that's Elton John.
Good. Let's see, celebrity run-ins in Los Angeles. There's, for me, it's, I'm like, I've got some random crushes coming to mind.
Yeah.
Like, at a Starbucks next to Jennifer Goodwin. She was on Big Love and Once Upon a Time. I was like, do I buy her coffee right now? Like, do I say something? I was like, I don't know what to do. And then she was gone. And I was like, you blew it. Yeah. So I went to that, out of my way to that Starbucks for the next month at the same time. I never saw her again. Jennifer, if you're listening.
You just left $10 at the counter and said, this is a standing offer if she ever comes back. Well, from the text line, somebody wants to know if you still keep in touch with your co-stars from One Tree Hill. Are you hanging out with Sophia Bush?
We have these fan conventions that are happening like once or twice a year, and that actually brings everybody together. And not everybody does every single one, but there's always sort of a smattering of people from the cast. Oh, shoot, I'm just breaking your machine. Sorry about that. That go to these things, and you know, we get it's cool. It's like a cool way to reunite with a lot of our cast members that we maybe haven't seen for a year or two, and then and keep in touch with the fans and then hang out. So.
Yeah, we don't all get together for a big dinner.
Right.
You don't get that, but we definitely. You know, if someone's having a baby or something, there's a big text chain that goes out. So
we're there in the delivery room. That's the One Tree Hill.
Gavin's playing in the,
Do you know who comes through Kansas City a lot? It's Hillary Burton. She always comes back for Big Slick, which is a huge fundraiser for Children's Mercy Hospital here.
Oh, awesome.
And so every June she comes back. She's awesome. I love her.
Yeah, that was the most recent. She obviously just, had another child. And so, there's a big text chain on that. Everyone's very excited for her.
Yeah.
She sent us this video that was pretty adorable. I think we were all kind of secretly crying, like trying to, that was a pretty sweet video. And I'm like, man, that was like an emotional, sweet thing. And she She's a doll.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's a killer softball player.
Yeah.
Really?
No, she, like, yeah,
we were out
real,
there watching her. Right, yeah.
Hillary Burton, softball skills?
Yes. Yes.
Is there anything legit she can't do? Hillary.
And that was right. Now, I don't think she was, she may have been pregnant.
Pregnant
that
or just had the baby.
Because that would have been last June.
The legend
yeah
grows.
Yeah, maybe
so she's
exactly
pregnant.
Right.
She's killer at well, she's killer at softball while she's pregnant.
Yes.
That baby's yeah already being scouted.
That's James, what are you doing with your life?
Obviously not enough. Get out there. Start playing.
So, all right. Your project is Everyone is Doing Great. It's at the KC Film Fest, kcfilmfest.org for information if you want to check out tickets. Thank you guys so much for getting up early and coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank
no
you
worries
for having us.
Yeah, thank yeah you for having us.
You bet. All right. Check it out, KC Film Fest. And it's going on through Sunday of this weekend, too, if you want to check out some of the other great films as well.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Let's go, Wes, the king of wishful thinking, 8:56 now at KC102.1 of The Show as we wrap it up for Friday.
Some serious wishful thinking going on in this studio right now.
Don't judge me.
I'm not. I'm with you 100%.
Stephen Coletti is really hot.
And James Lafferty is a really good-looking dude.
I played it very cool. I was proud of myself.
Yeah, you actually did.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Thank you. I was too.
We only took 400.
Yeah, you were only talking without a microphone in front of you. I was like, okay,
he
whatever.
Understood
I'm not
me
even
going to
say anything because she doesn't even know.
The amount of pictures that was just taken in the past 20 minutes may have been a bit excessive.
I could have done more.
They will be posted on our Facebook page here in a little bit, KC1021. Give us a like. We'll share the pictures of Stephen Coletti and James Lafferty from One Tree Hill. They are in town for the KC Film Fest. Really appreciate it. They actually were incredibly nice. And to be honest, I didn't know what to expect that from a guy that was on Laguna Beach, but the complete opposite of douchey, which is what I expected.
Dude, we're going out for sushi in L.A. Did you hear that?
I don't think they actually asked you that.
Oh.
I think that they did ask us to meet them at Joe's for some barbecue in about 2 hours.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That I'm down for.
Yep.
Does Steven need a date for tonight?
I don't
know. Like a red carpet, right?
Can somebody get her some KC Film Fest tickets, please?
Yes, I can take care of that for you.
Okay, thank you.
And we're doing a text. What are we giving away this weekend? Because Jen and I are giving away the text.
Yeah, so you can do. You can become a finalist for the book club trip.
Oops. Oh, yes. We are sending you to L.A. for the premiere of the movie Book Club. You'll hang out on Rodeo Drive, enjoy spa treatments. We'll make you a finalist for that a couple of times over this weekend via text. That's a good, easy way to do it.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right, Joey, Shaylee, Jen, everybody, you guys have a good weekend.
We'll see you Monday. Big concert announcement Monday morning at 9.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.